Relax, listeners, it's your magic time. Let's get ready for Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Live it. Do it.
Tell Mama all.
Okay.
Look, the show has started.
Flies.
I know.
Everywhere.
We're going to eat up with flies. We are here at the Bushtown Dump. I know that you probably think we broadcast from the dump every week.
You think our show is an audio dump.
But no.
In many ways it is.
It turns out Fonky has lost her baby blanket or something?
Her favorite blanket, I think. I don't know.
And we think Charles may have thrown it out. I don't know. I blame Charles.
It was right before we started to record the show at the studio. We were sitting down. Kendall had his finger on the button, and they run in and say, oh, the blanket has been thrown away.
So we had to rush off to the dump?
So they said, bring the portable device.
Dear, I think I found it. Oh, no, dear, that's just a tarp with blood on it, dear. That's
down here.
Oh, and so we're here, and, you know, we're just going to do the show like normal, even though we are at the dump, and it smells.
We're just going to ignore the smell like we normally do on the show.
It smells like Charles the Contractor.
Don't mention his name.
And, you know, I don't know, Kendall, there's... Oh my God, I thought that was your foot bobbing to a tune in your head. But is that a rat?
Oh God, that's the rat the size of a bread basket.
Ooh.
Oh, no, I was just talking about him running.
Oh my. Oh,
he's
no.
So terrified of rats. Well, it's okay, he's not going to get you.
Step on it, boy.
I'm not going to step on a rat size of a bread basket.
We'll call. I don't think we can call Lenny the exterminator.
He's not coming out here.
To exterminate the whole dump.
Oh, Cliff, this whole thing is stressing me out.
It is. This was supposed to be a relaxing show.
I know. I had meditative music
relief
back at the studio, ready to play. I had nice incense I was burning, and instead we're in a dump.
I wish, why didn't you bring the incense?
I don't know.
I'm incensed that you didn't bring the incense, Kendall.
I was busy grabbing the soundboard.
Oh, my God. Well, at least you brought the soundboard.
So I can do this.
Portable recording device. Mm-hmm. And...
that's the important stuff.
Where the hell are my Pop-Tarts? Did you bring the Pop-Tarts?
I knew I forgot something. But Cliff, we are. We're talking about stress relief. And we're going to work out ways to de-stress while we're here at the dump.
Let's do it.
Okay. how do you de-stress?
I'm on board, Kendall. All I'm right. With you.
All right, well.
I'm with you.
One of my tips here is to focus on the present, but a little tough right now.
Oh, look, Kendall, can you believe that this pizza box, half of this pizza, this one piece, it hasn't even been eaten.
Oh, if I wasn't so OCD, I would be eating right now.
What?
But put that pizza down. Don't do it. You don't know where that pizza's been.
It was in the box. They threw it away in the box. Oh, okay. Kendall, they barely had any tooth marks in it at all.
Okay, do something you enjoy, Cliff.
Not eating
that
pizza.
No, not like that.
Now, Kendall, really, have you... Now, of course, I just ate that pizza because I am a filthy person.
Uh-huh.
But have you ever eaten stuff out of the garbage?
Have
you ever eaten anything out of the garbage? Even, like, your own garbage counts?
Well, I'm thinking. I think the only time I've ever eaten anything out of the garbage is if I had, like... just thrown something away, I'm like, oh, I'm too fat, I can't eat this.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, moments later, turn around, it's like, well, it's still in that bag, and I need to eat it. But if it's sitting there too long, I feel like it's been contaminated by the garbage.
Well, countless times, I have ordered pizza, and probably, like, a brownie or something, too, or the giant cookie, and, you know, like, Saturday night, I can't quite finish it all. There's a little bit of each left. Put them in the trash. Midday Sunday, I'm thinking, you know, they've been in their own box for like 11 hours. I'm sure it's fine. And so I move the coffee grounds and orange peels aside and eat it right out of the trash.
See, now
countless times.
I learned early on that I'm so fat, when I do throw pizza, extra pizza away or something like that, I do like pour coffee grounds on or something. Like Oprah always taught us to pour water on it.
I've done that too.
And I was like, if it's not destroyed, I could eat it later. Who knows?
See, it's always my subconscious because sometimes I do, like, I purposefully take it out of the box and throw it down where the gross stuff is. And sometimes even still, I'm like, well, I'll just blow this off. And I pull it out. But sometimes that helps me from eating. But anyway, these are just sad confessions.
Get off of me!
Get away. Rat up your leg.
No, it's, Mr. Numbat's not a rat. She's being chased by birds.
Oh, why is she
attacked by it's her hat?
It's because it has all that bird seed on it. I told you that maybe you should pick another hat.
Billy, you're quite right, dear. It's not right to my part.
But it looks so good on you, dear. It lifts that off your eyes.
Oh, Cliff. Let your feelings out.
Let them out.
That's how you relieve stress. Sometimes you have to talk. You have to laugh. You have to cry. Or, you know, go see Dr. Blathers. Get it out. Let it on out.
Let it on out. Do some shout outs.
These are the things of shouting my feelings out.
Yeah. You know, here's how I feel sometimes lately. Like I'm just a huge zit. And not even like one that hasn't formed. It's like I have a huge white head.
Bubbling.
And it's just a huge growth. And if only somebody would even like squeeze me the tiniest bit, I would explode pus out. And that's just how I feel. That's just like sort of a mental state of mind that I've been in lately.
Yeah, well, I've been there with you.
Why did I bring that up?
I don't know. I think you just need to get your feelings out, Cliff. Call Dr. Blathers. Get him on the phone. Get him over here to the dump.
Kendall, look at that spoon. Do you think I could just wash it off and take it home? They're always in the dishwasher. I'm always out of clean spoons.
Cliff, did you get that voicemail from Dr. Blathers, speaking of him, the other day?
You know I don't check my voicemail.
It was on the studio phone. It was 2 hours long.
Oh.
He had pocket dialed us, and he was singing, he was eating, it was insane. Anyway,
Dr. Blathers.
Oh, Dr. Blathers.
What was he singing?
Home on the Range or something.
Home on the Range.
Oh, you just wanted a reason to sing.
Yeah. You know whose favorite song that was?
Who?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Look at you, historian over here.
I'm just amateur historian.
There are things you can learn at the dump. But meditate. I'm going to have to do a lot of meditation for that.
Yeah.
You meditate, right?
I do.
I do. I do as well.
Aren't we the best?
No, we're too fat.
We're vegetarian meditators, folks.
That are fat and stressed out. Nothing's
and
so far.
At a dump. Kendall, there's a huge fly right on your face.
Ouch! Shit, Cliff, that was right in the...
Wait, there's another one!
Oh!
I guess I could just wave it away,
but... Yeah, you could let me know. I'd get it off myself.
Oh, wait, hold on.
No!
Alright. Oh, wait.
I'm leaving.
No, Kendall, they're gone. I think they're gone. Let me give you... Here, I should have just given you some of this bug spray.
Cliff, there's a fly on Kendall's nose, dear.
Ow! Can you... Everybody stop it!
Oh, sorry, move to your chin.
Oh, which one?
The bottom? That one.
I didn't feel that one.
No, I'll give you some more bug spray.
Thank you.
That'll work.
I don't even know what I was going to say.
Kendall, that Pepsi bottle's half full over there. Why don't you hand me that?
Cliff, we're not eating things from the dump.
Oh, come on.
What? Oh, is that who
Live
I think
Live a little.
Wait, Cliff, is that Charles over there?
Oh, my God. What is he? He didn't come with us, did he? Did he ride with you?
He wasn't in my car. Okay, Charles, what are you doing here?
Oh, I was just about to ask you the same thing. What are you doing here?
We're looking for Funky's blanket. Have you seen it?
I don't know what you're talking about, man. But I'm just here to meet some friends. We're going to blow up some rats with some firecrackers. You want to come with me?
Oh, God, we're in the middle of a show. Charles, please.
Vegetarian meditators
go
here.
Go away.
All right, whatever, guys. All right, I'll smell y'all later.
Oh my!
Sorry, I'm suppressing a vomit right now.
Oh, excuse me, boy. I'm up here to have a bowel attack all over this dump garbage.
Was it the rats?
I was so alarmed by the rats and the smell of it all, boys. That's probably why you didn't notice the smell, because it was covered by the dump smell.
Oh, my God. Why did you just come over and tell us about that?
I forgot you were recording all of this for a show, boy.
I thought you don't want to talk about it on the air.
It didn't sound like a show, whatever you were saying over here. Well, it sounded like two people talking. But I'll walk over. Oh, dear. Is that it? There's a patch of pink underneath that medical waste, dear.
Oh, dear. No, dear. Don't touch that, dear. It shouldn't be touched by human.
Oh, my God. All right, so isn't it time?
Is it time?
Segment.
Oh, it's way past time.
Oh, yeah, it is way past time.
Cliff, what is it?
What is it?
With Kendall.
With you? What is it with you?
What is it with Kendall?
What is it with that guy? He's such a fat guy.
I know. What is it with that guy?
Why doesn't he stop eating? It seems that simple.
Cliff, you're getting too deep.
What is it with Kendall?
I'm going to have to call Dr. Blathers. All right, I got some what is it for you, Cliff.
I better get them instantly.
Now, I realize something.
Or I'm going to be pissed.
A better way to think of this is basically reverse 20 questions. Right?
No, a better way to think of this is clues in search of an answer.
All right. All right, Cliff.
But I like that you showed initiative and you thought about it.
Oh, Cliff, don't treat me like one of your people at the library.
You can find that book over there.
Cliff, it is primarily made...
You may not check out new periodicals. They must be 1 month old.
Whisper.
Cliff, it is primarily made of ice and rock.
Earth.
No. Cliff, it was discovered by Clyde W. Tombaugh.
The iceberg that sunk the Titanic.
No, he's like, hey, I'm discovering something. And they hit.
Every night in my dream.
Oh, see? Just one of the songs.
I see you. I feel you. No, Dump Rats, it's not Josh Groban.
Go away, Dump Rats. We're the king of the Dump Rats.
Oh, God.
Two faint images of it were captured on March 9th and April 7th, 1915, but were not recognized for what they were at the time.
When the moon hits your eye like a big piece of pie, that's the moon. The moon?
No. So there are pictures of the moon. They're like, I don't know if that's the moon.
It's the moon.
It was named for the god of the underworld.
Satan Stone.
No. Cliff, Walt Disney was so inspired by the name, he named one of his characters after it.
Bambi.
Yeah, Bambi was taken a picture of, and they didn't know what it was.
It's made of ice and rock.
It was downgraded as from the ninth planet. Dummy. Pluto.
I should have gotten that in one. I don't know why you give me these just to torture me.
Well, I'll give you another.
I'm already staring at a huge, big stack of dirty diapers over there.
Okay, Cliff. Those are missing out bugs.
Oh, God.
I'll give you another chance to get it in one.
All right.
The name and taste of this It was invented in 1923 by Frank C. Mars.
Chocolate.
Candy. No. The original malted milk drink it was named for was named after the galaxy.
Oh, Milky Way.
The Milky Way. Those were all star infused. Anyway, this one was to throw you off, but we'll see if you can get it.
It's a good thing you're doing these about stars on the show about stress relief.
Oh, right. Well, you know, these are all notes.
I hope you found these in the dump.
I did, Cliff. I did.
I hope that is the only excuse I will allow.
All right. Well, this will be more on track then, Cliff. As a star, as a child... As a star. As a child, he was very exposed to filmmaking due to his family's deep ties to the industry.
Deep ties.
Deep ties.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
You know it.
The one. Only! Oh my God. Kendall, is there that donut bag? Is there donuts in there, or are those just pictures of donuts on the outside?
Those are not donuts, Cliff.
Oh my God. What was it talking about? Spielberg.
He attended Columbia University, where he studied Eastern religion and philosophy.
Oh, who would study such a thing? Clint Eastwood.
No. Oh, he was born in Los Angeles in December of 1980.
80?
Yeah.
Oh, my husband.
Your husband.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Cliff, the last one was he was brutally snubbed by the Oscars for the last 20 years.
Brutally. I mean, I knew that his parents were filmmakers. I was just thinking it was somebody really old.
I know. Well, I was throwing you off.
Well, thanks. God.
First one can't be the easiest question.
Oh, no, but that was a terrible round. All right, Kendra, we've got to take a break. Ouch. Is there a porta potty around here anywhere?
You can just go there behind that tire.
Okay.
In 100 years, none of this will matter, so you might as well keep listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Okay, Atari, let's see your best pitch.
You're out, Rose!
The Atari video computer system is 20 cartridges with 1,300 game variations you play on your own TV set. Play it!
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Disgusting. I'm having a meltdown.
Oh, Kendall, where is that wrapper I just threw down? I feel like it might have had one more hunk of Kit Kat.
And that's what I stepped in.
Oh, well, that's pretty lucky.
It's pretty lucky.
I would say on the scale of things to step in, Kit Kat is not that bad.
Trust me, I quit trying to eat it off my shoe, Cliff. Just kidding.
Kendall, if you were Jake Gyllenhaal, I would be on all fours. But since... You ain't.
Even in the dump.
Even, hell, that makes it hotter.
50 Shades of Dump.
Oh, he could dump all over me. Kendall, why don't you do this? Try self-hypnosis if you find yourself in need of stress relief. If every days at work turn into trips to the dump. Try self-hypnosis. Research suggests hypnosis can help reduce your anxiety, stupid. And so, you know, it's also a great self-meditative technique.
Well, I tried, Cliff, and Dr. Blathers ended up hypnotizing himself.
Oh, no. And he just sat there. Did you do that with you too?
Yeah, and I thought, is he going to say anything? Should I talk? And I did. I let it all out. I told him everything, and I didn't realize he wasn't listening.
Oh, I laughed. I make sure he's listening. I listen for an, I heard that. I make sure because I pay for that, Kendall. And you know I don't have the money you do. I can't just throw money around for therapy. I live in a studio apartment above a fish hatch.
Stress relief.
What are you gonna do about it?
You are gonna. Right, you're gonna write.
Excuse me,
Mr.
Snapbottom. Come here, sir. I believe is this it over here, Cannibal? Are you sitting on it, Bar? Are you sitting on the blanket, Bar? What is that hanging out of your pants?
I'm so stressed that we can't find the blanket, dear. I don't know what's going on with the deer.
I don't know.
I'm not sitting on a blanket.
Are you? What is that coming out of your pants?
That's my underwear.
Oh, my God.
I'm so fat.
It is rather large, boy.
Well, I'm a huge man, Mr. Snapbottom.
Now, Kendall, don't talk that way about yourself. Have some confidence in you.
I have no confidence.
Believe in yourself.
Dear, please. I'm trying to find this blanket, dear, but I did bring you some wonderful butternut rye krispies, dear. You should never be without those,
yes,
dear.
Yes, they're delicious. I've had a few as we've been scouring the dump.
Oh, man. Don't do that. You know what they do to your bowels.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear, but I packed a bowel pudding for you, too, dear.
Oh, thank you, dear. What are we going to do if we can't find Funky's blanket, dear?
Oh, dear, I don't know. Funky will be inconsolable, dear.
She'll never forgive us.
Oh, dear, your bowels, you mustn't get upset.
Jesus,
there we go, dear.
Oh, dear, we'll just be the people who lost her blanket. Oh, my. My bowel. Oh, my.
Why don't you go look over there, Mr. Sandbottom?
Oh, come on, dear, please help me change pants.
Here, I've got another pair in my bag, dear.
Oh, God, dear. Kendall, if there was one place I would like for you to not go, it's there. Don't go there.
Cliff, I'm going to tell you what not to do.
Don't
surround yourself with negative people. Well, we've already broke that one.
too, like, and you know, the funniest thing happened. One time I called a friend who I knew could give me constructive yet loving feedback. Mm-hmm. But when you're stuck in a negative spiral, you should really talk to people who can put things into perspective. Come on.
Come on. Come on. I'm going to tell you another tip.
No, when you're thinking negative, when your life is just going rotten, when you're thinking, who am I, Cliff and Kendall? Then
glad you're not.
This is what we do. Don't talk. Sing. Sing about it.
Sing a song.
Sing out loud. Sing out strong. Kendall, don't worry that it's not good enough for anyone else to hear. Which is our philosophy about this show. Sing. Sing a song. No, the rats, they keep coming at us. Sing.
It's
no,
like
it's
the
not,
Pied Piper of the
Dump. I'm not Buble. It's not Groban. It's just me, Cliff.
Well, Cliff, that's some advice you've been taking yourself for years. Just sing a song.
Just sing a song.
Well, Cliff, I want you to just don't.
Don't.
Give so much weight to things other people say.
Kendall, why do you talk to me about weight?
I know. It's a sore subject. But don't ask those other people opinions if you don't really need it. What difference does it make if a coworker doesn't like the name of you picked for a pet or something? As long as it makes you happy, that's what matters. Don't stress over things like that.
If it makes you happy. No, I am.
Can't be that bad.
I am a rock star on the inside. Yeah. I am. Kendall, don't.
We won't say what you are on the outside. Don't what?
Don't be afraid to be excited.
Go on.
Get excited about stuff. Laugh loudly. Enjoy the happiness you feel when you feel it, and your enthusiasm could brighten another's day.
Okay.
Don't not do that.
Don't not do that.
Kendall, don't be ungrateful. Think about what you have. Think about the lessons you've learned. Think about the life and the potential that you have for even better things to come into the future.
I feel like all this emotion in this dump, we're just speaking, we're waxing for...
Yes, poetics. We are. We are.
Prophetics. Prophetics.
Kendall. Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
I found it, dear. I found it.
Dear. Oh, please be to Christ.
Where the hell was it? Well, dear, we ran into Charles the Contractor, dear, and he had wrapped it around his stomach, dear, for some weird reason.
Oh, who knows?
What? Dear, something about weight loss, dear. He thought it was sweat out all the fat, dear.
What?
Where did he get that notion?
He probably read it in some old Red Book magazine laying around here at the dump.
What? Like it around.
There's no accounting for what Charles the Contractor might get up to. You know, he's one for shenanigans, Buzz.
I wouldn't call them shenanigans.
I would call them shenanigans.
Well, you have gotten just in time to hear something weird.
Oh, yes.
Well, dear, I've had a lot of weirdness for one day, dear.
Oh, Buzz, I don't know if my bowels can take much more weird activities.
Maybe you should have stayed over there.
Oh, excuse me, Buzz.
Oh, there we go.
I'm sure they'll be fine.
You want to hear something weird?
Our segment within the show called.
And we broke that down.
Which, in case people are taking notes, mm-hmm. And this is our. It's called. You want to hear something weird? We share. We try to out weird each other with weird news items, and then somebody, you guys, can judge who was the weirdest, who got weirdest this week.
Oh dear, I'm very excited to hear some weird news now that everything's calmed down.
All right, boys, dear. Let me hold that blanket, dear. I've got to smell our beautiful daughter.
Oh, I don't know if it smells like her right now. Yeah, if you're following along in your transcripts, we're on page 63. Cliff.
Yeah.
The late fashion designer, Alexander McQueen, who dabbed in macabre collections himself.
Oh, he dabbed, did he?
He did. He might have appreciated the work or accolade of Tina Gorzhenk. Wow. She will grow McQueen's skin from DNA off his hair in a lab and add back his tattoos and from that make leather handbags and jackets. She's a recent graduate of McQueen's fashion school alma mater. She bills the project mainly as showcasing the meager legal protections from abandoned bits of human DNA and fears industrial use such as DNA on a much larger scale. Isn't that weird?
That is horrible.
That is horrible. You can have a skin handbag.
Oh, I just feel like we're living in Gattaca. Kendall, Reuters has this to say.
That's what you get when you sit too long.
great one. Kendall, every year, on the third week of August, thousands of Bolivian Catholics gather on the outskirts of capital La Paz to take a swing at fortune by breaking rocks. And Kendall, this is called the Blessing of the Virgin of Urquipina. And legend has it that the Virgin Mary herself appeared to a shepherd girl to instruct her to take rocks from this river that miraculously turned into silver when she got home. Because that sounds like something Mary would do, right?
And here, take these rocks.
Yeah, and so pilgrims, they go to these rocks and they split it, and they split a rock and hope that their wish will be fulfilled. And somebody said, you can ask for a house, a car, and all your wishes will come true, said believer Ricardo Tarqui. I broke a rock with a second blow, and in a third attempt, I have been able to buy a house and also a car. And so...
You got a house, I got a rock.
I think Catholicism is... I think that's something new and fun.
Yeah, they're like, well, we're losing members. Let's just go ahead and get some rocks.
Yeah, it's new and fun, but also weird, right?
Weird.
Catholics rock.
Oh, my. Those are going to hurry this up, boys. I find my attention wailing.
Oh, mine's been wailing a long time. All right, here we go. Here's another. Jeffrey Fortier was arrested in Craighead County, Arkansas in July and charged with video voyeurism of a woman he had allowed to shower in his home occupied by Fortier and his girlfriend. After the woman stepped out of the shower, she noticed a logged-in iPad propped against a wall, and Fortier informed the deputies that it was all a misunderstanding, that he had earlier recorded himself urinating in order to sell the video to a urination fetish website, of course.
Makes sense.
And he just forgot to turn it off.
Hey, I think that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know which is worse, dear.
I'm not sure what you said, boy. I drifted off on that one, boy.
We're getting to that point in the show.
Kendall, that was not even a weird news item. That's just like something that happened to anybody during the day. Kendall, NBC says an Orlando man was arrested after police officers mistook Krispy Kreme donut glaze for crystal meth. But he's finally been cleared. This man, he's 64 years old, and he was arrested on possession of methamphetamine after he was pulled over for speeding in December. And during the stop, an officer noticed a rock-like substance on the floorboard of the car. And the officer said, I recognize through my 11 years of training and experience as a law enforcement officer the substance to be a narcotic. Okay, so they took the guy to jail. He was strip searched. And it wasn't until the lab did several tests later that it was revealed that it was donut sugar and not meth. The guy said, I kept telling him that's glaze from a donut. And they tried to say it was crack cocaine at first. Then they said, no, it's meth, crystal meth. And so, you know, what is the world coming to if we're, oh my God.
What the hell is wrong with these people?
Now, I don't know if you're like me, but when I first heard that, incredibly weird news item.
Incredibly weird.
That struck such fear into me because, you know, we're not driving around with, you know, unregistered arms and, or, you know, bundles of heroin or anything. But, oh, my God, there's probably a lot of donut sugar on my floorboard.
There's probably a gallon of glaze in your trunk right now.
Oh, my God. It really terrified me to my core.
What's the world coming to? First, you have to give your license to get Benadryl. Now you're going to have to register to get your glaze. Oh, Mr. Snodbottom. Okay, that's it for weird news. Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, would you like to...
What is this foul stench?
Dear, it's not your bowels this time, dear. We're in a dump. Oh, remember?
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, Fonker's blanket, did we find it, dear?
Yes, we found it, dear. Here it is, Christ. Dear. Here, dear, hold on to it, dear. Oh, dear. Mrs. Butter 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 Churn, did you hear any weird stories that you thought were the winner?
I bet some of mine. Now, that was about breaking rocks. That was pretty damn weird.
Dear, well, that was weird, dear. I must admit, dear, there were a lot of weird things going on, dear. I do think the donut story was quite interesting, dear, and Now, you're both wonderful, and I loved all your stories, dear, but that was a very weird news. Demeth the winner,
well,
dear.
Well, I thought as much. And so, thank you. I accept my victory gracious
I thought this
pride.
Bag was pretty weird. Dear, I think we should go celebrate with some donuts.
Oh, ooh, now look, there's a box right over there, there's half of them are still there.
Let's go get some fresh donuts, dear. My treat.
All right. Oh, your treat.
Oh,
I'm going to get an extra dozen for the way home.
About that.
Come along, Buzz. Ooh, something about your shoe makes me yawn, Buzz.
You're not the only one. Oh, Cliff, why don't you give us a quote before we get out of here and get a donut?
Quote me up, quote me down, Kendall.
Or I could start us out.
Give me you three. You sprung it on me.
You had it hid under that pizza box over there.
Damn it, that's that same empty box. I thought I found another box with those pieces in it. Kendall, so many things remind me of our show. This is one. An indecent mind is a perpetual feast. And that's just an old saying. They've just been saying that for years. And
well,
I'm glad
somebody's getting it back out there.
Yeah.
Cliff, in times of stress, the best thing we can do for each other is to listen with our ears and our hearts and to be assured that our questions are just as important as our answers. And that was Mr. Fred Rogers himself.
Oh, Fred.
Fred Rogers.
Kendall, thin people are beautiful, but fat people are adorable.
That's what people told me.
That was said by one of the other great ones, Jackie Gleason.
Well, I do. I appreciate that.
I'm so glad you appreciate it and you accept it with gratitude.
I do. There's no stress.
And you're just open to what the universe has planned.
And they planned a big dump right
hey,
now.
Boss, we've got to come.
Okay, we're coming. We'll see you here next week. Not here.
Oh, no, not
back
here.
Back in the studio.
Oh, wait, Kendall, there's something right on your face.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, wait, it's on your neck now.
Stop it.
Oh, my God, it's right on your nose. Oh, wait, let me shoot it away. Oh, it's not working.
Quit playing around, boys. It's time to get some donuts.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.